Well, let's talk about the Board of Commissioners meeting that you held yesterday at the courthouse. And let's start with the biggest news, because you've been discussing and considering this and getting people to apply for the International Port of the Plains Authority, been seeking a new board member. And again, who was who's stepping down from the
Kim
board?
Kim Steiger.
Yeah.
Kim was on the board for us for 2 years. We really appreciated the expertise and the vision that she brought to the board. She had some other things going on in life and decided that she did not have the time to dedicate. This is a big ask of these citizens to do this for us.
A lot of commitment, isn't there?
Big commitment. Yeah. And so with that, Kim was professional enough to realize that she may not be able to dedicate the amount of time to it that we were going to require. And so I would just like to personally say that we really appreciated her serving. That opened up a position on the board. We had three really great applicants. And our committee of Commissioner Hughley and Commissioner Bruns had done interviews and a lot of the pre-work for us. And but following the procedure that we put in place when we established the original board, was important to me for consistency. And so at our meeting yesterday, they made their recommendation, but each commissioner had the opportunity to score the three applicants.
Oh, okay.
And it came out in line
1, 2, 3 as far as what each thought was would be best.
Correct. Okay. And so there were 12 elements on the scoring card. And at the end of the meeting, it came out that we were all in agreement that Rob Stefka was the person that we felt would check all the boxes for us at this time. For myself personally, I see most boards as being fluid. Depending on what you're dealing with and where you're at in your operation, we're going to have different needs for different areas of expertise on that board. And so having Rob, who worked in the real estate business, come and join the board is really going to be an asset for bringing in lease agreements, just all things business related.
Has a lot of experience in that area.
A lot of experience, and he will really add a lot of value to that board and help us keep this project moving forward.
When does his appointment start then?
It started yesterday.
Immediately?
We made the decision.
As soon as you voted? And
we knew that we were going to make a decision yesterday, so we had invited the chairman of the Nebraska International Port of the Plains, Jim Hawks, into our meeting, and he swore Rob in right away, and Rob had his very first board meeting yesterday afternoon.
Wow.
So
was Rob ready for that? Did he know that they were going to swear him in right away?
Yeah, that was part of the interview.
Usually after
process.
You're elected, there's that period of time that you got to kind of, you know, that crash course you take before you actually step into the role.
We don't mess around. Yeah, and actually,
like, we don't want to waste a minute. You're sworn in right now.
So Rob's been paying attention. He was pretty much up to speed already. And so he had no problems with stepping right into that role. They had a board meeting yesterday afternoon. And so, but he's really going to be a great asset to us.
That's good to hear. Let's now kind of hit some of the highlights that you dealt with yesterday. Go back to item 3. And after wading through claims and treasurer's receipts and received and ordered the fee report submitted by the county sheriff, you dealt with adopting a resolution which authorized a transfer of money, a budget authority move from miscellaneous general to federal payroll in the amount of $9,000 and retirement in the amount of $13,000. So kind of, as I like to use the phrase, dumb it down a little bit so us normies out here in the audience can understand it a little bit better.
Actually, it's pretty simple, pretty routine. So when we prepare and do our budget, some of those budget lines are our best estimate on what expenditures are going to not come out of it, but how much at the end of the year we will be spending out of that particular line item.
Okay.
And so payroll is one of the harder things to estimate, especially when you have a workforce as big as the county. We, based on need, may add a couple of employees. We may have people that leave us who we don't replace. And so it's not that uncommon at this time of the year. This is our last month in our budget fiscal cycle. And so we
move 20... So is it like shifting money from one area to another, basically?
So miscellaneous general is where we take money out of to transfer to other line items.
Okay.
So we don't go over our budget in that that area. So pretty standard, pretty routine. We have great employees that are watching this for us and make those recommendations. And so,
and the fiscal year runs through.
It goes July 1st to June 30th.
Okay, so you're on a June 30th end of fiscal year.
Yes.
Then some, I know some entities go at the end of September. I think the Community College does it that way, I think, and they start their fiscal year in October. But the county is a half-year deal. You get the, you know, you get from the last half from July through the end of the year, and then through June 30th, basically. So
you've got it.
Yeah, I've just kind of followed it enough and kind of figured it out over time. You know, you ought to be able to absorb some things. Anyway, moving on into, of course, you always deal with the, as equalization, the valuation changes. You have to approve that, right? The assessor brings you a list, and
yes,
you have to actually go through and approve that and what she recommends on those.
Correct.
Right.
And sometimes we do taxless corrections. Sometimes there's valuation changes. Sometimes, especially like with mobile homes, get moved in and out of the county, and so adjustments need to be made for that part of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did yesterday was made some adjustments on properties that were undervalued, that were discovered, that had the actual valuation had been missed by, you know, dollars here or dollars there.
Mm-hmm.
So equalizing all of the properties in Lincoln County is one of our areas of responsibility as the Board of Equalization. So,
and then you also hear protests, don't you, as
that
well?
Is coming up in July,
and
actually.
July is the big month for that,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. So if you're a property owner and you don't agree with your property valuation, the month of June is your opportunity to come into the assessor's office, or you can find the forms online through our website. And part of our process is to allow people to file a protest.
Mm-hmm.
And so come in, talk to the assessor's office. They are very willing to help our citizens in there with that. It's a pretty short form. Fill it out, go through the process, and see if we can help you out with your valuation on your property.
Just do it civilly, right? Just
absolutely.
Don't go into a tirade.
No. You know, it is a pretty emotional topic for a lot of us.
You can show some emotion, just don't.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just be civil about
but
it.
But the employees in that office are incredible. They're there to help our citizens. They're taxpayers, too. They understand. And so the next step in the process is if they can't, you can't come to an agreement, you know, visiting with the assessors, fill out the form. You can go before a referee. If you still don't agree, then you can come before the Board of Commissioners. If you don't agree with us, then you can take it to the Tax Equalization Department down in Lincoln.
Right.
And so there's many steps in the process that that you can, and we're willing to help guide people through that process. So come on in and see us.
My valuation went down, so I'm okay. I'm not I don't have any desire to protest or anything like that.
You're one of the
but it
lucky.
Had been steadily going up, so it's just like, oh, it's about time it comes back. a little bit.
But it's nice to see it be flexible once in a while and actually go down for a few people.
You have to realize, too, that there's also the component of the levy and what that, the mill levy, what you're going to get assessed per $1,000,
yes, too. It's a multi...
And that fluctuates a little bit, too.
It does. So. Actually, since I've been a commissioner, and probably even the year before I became a commissioner, the county has lowered the tax levy consistently for the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. And if you consider the inflationary environment we've been living in, that took a lot of hard work from every county department head and employee, finding those areas
trying
where
to
we can
the
reduce.
Belts. Yeah. There isn't much tightening left to do, really, at a certain point.
Not and still provide the services that we've grown to expect. So, but you know what? If you have ideas or suggestions, get a hold of us. We are always open to conversation and looking at things through a different lens to help our taxpayers.
Yeah, like that. You got an update from Region 51 Emergency Management Director Brandon Myers.
We've seen Brandon a lot in our chamber this year. It's been a very active year for all things emergency related.
And the siren issue over, was it in Hershey?
Hershey, yes. And that has been addressed and taken care of.
Good.
He was actually in to talk about the tornado and the big storm that came
down
through.
Down in Dickens last week, yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so thank God there was no damage to actual building structures or to human beings, but that is my district. I know a lot of the people that live down there, and there was property damage. Mm-hmm. There was a tree claim that was just stripped of every leaf on the tree. Some of the ranchers had damage to pivots, which is not a small dollar issue. Fence lines. So even though it hit in an unpopulated area, there was still damage. But we were very fortunate because Brandon informed us that it was actually targeted for populated areas and then shifted and went south of us. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people realize everything that Brandon has his hands in. Yesterday, I got two or three phone calls from him from small things that were going on along the railroad tracks in the eastern part of the county that could have escalated into a bigger issue. So he's on his phone a lot. He keeps his eyes peeled and keeps the chair of the Board of Commissioners informed. And really looks out for the safety of not just our county, but surrounding counties, too.
You know, weather's just one of many things that he has to keep track of, too. You know, when you talk about managing emergencies, I mean, this day and age.
Yeah, fires. And, you know, with the railroad tracks that come through here, the interstate, Highway 83.
Chemical spills probably part of that.
Yeah, we have a lot of hazardous materials that are being transported. Probably the thing that I have been the most concerned about for us in the last couple of years are the wildfires. And
definitely,
even though we've had some wonderful rain lately, that there's still a lot of potential there. Yeah. So Brandon and his team do a fantastic job looking out for us and making sure that everything is happening in the right order and the right people are getting involved to protect us.
Yep, for sure. You discussed and considered a tort claim. Marcia Jimenez submitted this, and it regards to vehicle damage. Was this an accident with a county vehicle or something?
No, it was a county gravel truck, I believe, hauling dirt or gravel.
And she was near it, and her vehicle sustained damage.
I'm not sure if they passed each other going different directions or if she was following it and got some windshield damage.
Okay.
And so we just turn those tort claims over to our insurance carrier, and they work through the details.
What usually, what's the process for that? Then you have to file a tort claim.
So the tort claims are filed through our clerk's office. Mm-hmm. They come before the Board of Commissioners, and then we refer them on to our insurance carrier, and they contact the customer and work through the details. And then once a resolution is reached, we will get the final results.
I imagine the county has adequate insurance to cover such things. They anticipate
we
there's going to be a
do.
Few of those every year. And,
yeah,
and
we certainly
include
do.
That on your insurance so that it's not going to, you're not taking a hit.
That is right. We right. have a lot of vehicles yeah. out on the road and a lot of property that we do mm-hmm. insure. So I'm sure that the company is great with working with yeah. our citizens.
There's only so much you can do in a gravel road situation. I mean, I think we've all experienced that when we've taken gravel roads before
I currently have a chip in my windshield. Yeah. So, yes.
Yeah. No, I got one a few weeks ago, too, and we replaced the windshield as well. It's just one of those things you can't avoid, but at least there's an outlet for that
yep.
if it's with the county.
Yeah, they'll do an investigation and look into it, and a resolution will be reached.
Mm-hmm. You discussed and consider authorizing the chair to sign the license agreement with Vanguard Appraisals for CAMA system software for the Lincoln County Assessor. So talk about that a little bit.
So this is pretty standard. Mm-hmm. The Vanguard system is the system that our county assessor's office uses for appraising properties. So mm-hmm. it's an annual standard licensing agreement, mm-hmm. pretty routine. We did add a new piece of software to the program based on Julie Stinger's, our county assessor's recommendation. Mm-hmm. And it is for the commercial property income approach to property valuations. They do okay. quite a few of those. It's been my experience as a member of the Board of Equalization. The income approach is very beneficial to the taxpayer as opposed to doing, you know, the traditional property mm-hmm. valuation. We do it mostly on storage facilities, apartments, you know, big yeah. buildings. And Julie said that this software would help them be more efficient and serve our taxpayers better. So mm-hmm. it was a small additional cost, I want to say yeah. under $1,200 for the added license.
Drop of the bucket compared to your overall budget, huh?
Yep. And so it'll mm-hmm. it'll help her office do their jobs better. So we agreed to provide that for
mm-hmm.
them.
And at the very end, you conducted your quarterly inspection of the Lincoln County Detention Center. That has, of course, gotten more attention than usual lately with the people from Omaha that were rounded up and sent out here. How's that going? Is that are we seeing people getting processed and getting returned to their families, hopefully, in most cases?
They have had a few mm-hmm. of the people that were brought mm-hmm. in be sent back to mm-hmm. the Lincoln Omaha area.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So they're pretty full right now. Sheriff Kramer, Lieutenant Bell, that oversees the detention facility, and all of the staff there mm-hmm. do just a wonderful job in taking care of the people. When we walked through there yesterday, it was calm and quiet, and
it's good to hear.
They had very positive things to say about the inmates that they currently have, not just the ICE detainees that were brought in, but I think they run the jail in such a manner that you know, the people cooperate and follow the rules to the best of their ability. We happen to usually walk through there while lunch is being prepared. It smells wonderful, and they do just a great job.
Not that I
want
to be in there to experience a lunch in the detention center, but you know, well,
yeah,
it's nice to know they're getting fed.
It's nice to know that they are being well taken care of, and that they're trying the best that they can to mm-hmm. get them to serve their sentences and return to
absolutely.
Being contributing members of our society.
What does a board, as a board member, what are you looking for? Just the general overall atmosphere, because you've been commenting on that?
Yes. So we make sure mm-hmm. that all of the jail standards are being complied with.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly what we look at is the structure, how the building's being taken care of, if the needs of the staff and the inmates is being met, and
interaction between the staff and the inmates,
yeah.
basically.
Yeah. So, like I said, Sheriff Kramer does an awesome job. On occasion, we see, like yesterday, we noticed mm-hmm. some spots on the ceiling where condensation off of some of the air conditioning.
Heck, if that's the worst thing, then that's pretty good, right?
It's usually a pretty...
You have to look up at the ceiling to get a complaint going, you know?
It's usually a pretty important but easy part of our meeting mm-hmm. on the days that we walk through there. Mm-hmm. So there were some concerns a couple months ago with some drainage situations in one of the shower areas. That has been fixed, so we looked at that. So just, we look for small mm-hmm. things and the bigger things.
How much does the detention center hold then? What's the capacity?
I'm not 100% certain.
Because I know
that.
They brought 60-some from Omaha.
Yeah. So. I want to say it's around 150 or higher.
Okay.
But
okay.
Now I will have to go find that information out.
Just be interesting to know,
Yeah, I'm sure I've been told in the past, but didn't retain the number.
I think people would be... Probably most people would be flabbergasted about the activity, people coming in and all the transporting that goes on, not just here, but all jails everywhere, but especially from smaller jails to bigger jails, and they're looking for a place that has room, and a lot of times it's all practical,
Yeah.
We don't have the room here. Can we store inmates here?
The Lincoln County yeah. Detention Center does serve a big area. It just doesn't make sense for every county to have
right.
their own jail. And so our Board of Commissioners and Sheriff Kramer were very foresightful when they built the jail. And so we do house federal prisoners also. We take overflow and certain inmates mm-hmm. from the state penitentiary.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is. There's a lot of activity and a lot of coming and going. And for our employees that work there, it's an incredibly stressful job for them.
I can only imagine. That's one I'm not volunteering for
no,
sure.
No, there were a few,
not
a
even
few
a day.
Careers I didn't consider, and that would have been one of them. But we certainly appreciate our employees that show up every day for work, mm-hmm. and they bring a lot of value to the inmates' lives in providing them with mm-hmm. Guidance.
Yeah.
Programs that they can participate in. We have a
Good.
Duty to all of our citizens, not just the people that
I agree.
Are doing it like you and I do. And so I feel like Sheriff Kramer has a heart for that community and does a really great job in trying to come alongside them and return them to society so
Good.
They can be... work jobs and function. So
very good to hear.
We really appreciate, and I think it's good for us to walk through there once a quarter and witness the mm-hmm. work that's happening there. So
mm-hmm. Michaela, thanks so much for dropping by. Michaela Wooler, commissioner with the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners, has been our guest. Appreciate you coming in and giving us a lowdown on the meeting, and we'll see you in a few weeks.
Thank you, Corey.
They meet every Monday except for major holidays.
That's right.
Like Memorial Day bumps you to Tuesday.
Yep. Sometimes we're on Tuesdays, but...
Mostly Mondays,
9 a.m. And if you can't make it into our meeting, we have a YouTube channel.
Link.
It's on our website. It's an easy yep. click. Sometimes I go yep. and watch bits and pieces of the meeting just to make sure that I have my information correct. So you can go back and watch past meetings also. So, but we
great.
Really appreciate Husker Radio letting us have this time
Absolutely.
With you every morning. I think it's good to help keep people.
I have learned a lot. I love learning different things. That's just the way I'm wired. So I learn something new every time, so I appreciate it.
That's our goal.
All right. Well, you enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll see you in a few, okay?
Yeah, and maybe you can come out and see us at the prime rib sandwich feed later today.
I am because we're doing remotes there.
I'll see you
on
there.
On KX104, so I'll be there from 4 to 6, and I'll get my sandwich at some point. See ya.
It'll be the best prime rib sandwich you've had in a while.
All right, I'm holding you to it. Thanks.
Thanks, Corey.
That's Michaela Wheeler. We'll take a break.